National reports of a mysterious inflammatory syndrome affecting children is suspected to be related to COVID-19. While national experts are starting to learn more about the syndrome, Summit County Health Director Rich Bulla says they haven't had any confirmed reports of the syndrome in Summit County.
It's a pretty horrifying potential outcome of this disease, and I think that should remind us that while there's still a perception among a lot of people that this stuff isn't bad, it is very dangerous, and we need to take precautions to protect ourselves and others. Again, I don't know if we've had any cases in Summit County.
Preventing spread of the disease among children is incredibly difficult. Bulla explains that it is not recommended for children to wear masks.
The masks don't fit them. Also, they tend to touch the masks a lot, and they aren't washing their hands as often as an adult should. So if they're touching areas that are dirty and they're reaching up and touching their face, there is some evidence that there's actually an increased risk of disease transmission.
Despite all that, if Utah stays in the yellow low-risk phase, parents can expect their children to return to school this fall.
It doesn't say how they're going to open, and I don't have any inside information related to that. There are schools that are very, very large across our state, across our country, and I have a hard time seeing business as usual. I have a hard time seeing close to 1,000 kids gathering in the lunchroom and sitting in close proximity to each other. Again, they are forecast to open, but I don't know what those guidelines are going to be. And of course, we don't know where we're going to be with respect to COVID-19 when the school year approaches.
While schools will remain closed for the conclusion of this academic year, it is expected that driver's ed courses and summer school will be available as well in the yellow phase. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.